Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Coming up for 25 past four, our COVID slot, and I'll be chatting this afternoon to Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham in Johannesburg. Daniel, thank you for being with me again this afternoon.
Great to be with you again, Simon.
So are you going to talk about what Karen Oshie referred to as Israeli rage? We're going to talk about Uman. I thought maybe just because, you probably know a little bit more about Uman than I do and who goes and why they go. Just maybe give us the context to Uman and how many people go and why do they go?
So, Simon, aside from COVID, Uman is a place in Ukraine, which most of us know, and it's the place where the Rebbe of the Breslov Hasidim lived and is buried, and his followers or the Breslov movements, very many of the Hasidim from Breslov go to Uman on Rosh Hashanah specifically to daven and really have a really spiritual and amazingly uplifting Rosh Hashanah. And it's really thousands and thousands of Hasidim who go there from across the world every year. And normally quite a spiritually uplifting experience. Last year it was really like largely put on hold and because of COVID. And I mean, there were still people who went, but and this year with the opening up of restrictions, there were very many more Hasidim who managed to go there. So I thought it was appropriate to chat about it because it was because it contrasts well, or it may not contrast well with rage in South Africa. Very obviously very different events and maybe different levels of importance to the individuals, but one has to learn some public health things out of both.
So we are listening earnestly. What is the difference?
So we've seen the reports that coming back from Uman, there were really a lot of Hasidim who came back with COVID. Different reports showing different amounts. The last one I saw, there over 1,000 people tested positive for COVID and many more still coming back. Obviously there was some controversy about people forging, not obviously, but there was some controversy about people forging, green certificates when they hadn't done them. But that's a whole political discussion for another issue. But I think the important thing here to note is that this is a typical example of where, even though that's a first world country, the Israelis who went there, who had largely been vaccinated, but did not adhere to social distancing and went to what could be a super spreader event, has had a big effect in terms of bringing more increased COVID numbers to Israel. So I think that this is, albeit a very different type of event, I think this is something that we can see as a projection of if there was a rage event that wasn't controlled very well, and I don't know if that's possible to control it, as I said yesterday, this can be the result.
It is interesting. I mean, one kind of understands the need to go. We all are in the same position in terms of needing community, needing to do whatever it is we need to do. But wow, with this story of Uman, reading what happened in Melbourne over Rosh Hashanah, where a very small number of Jews decided to go ahead and pray, over 100 people, I believe, despite the lockdown regulations. Wow, Daniel, how on earth does one get a handle on this kind of thing?
I think it's important, though, to understand, contrasting to which our discussion yesterday about rage in South Africa, for those who heard it, is that perhaps in a situation like Uman, one's able to impress upon the people going there the importance of social distancing, masks, testing before, and all those kind of things in a big mass crowd like that.
Yeah.
And one can say as well, I mean, there are other events in Israel, there are concerts, but I think back to the rage story is that it's very hard to tell teenagers who are going for different reasons how to control themselves. So there's a big lesson learned out here that we can extrapolate.
Daniel, that is the last time we chat this week. We're not on air tomorrow or the next day. I hope you have a meaningful fast. And thank you for your input this week.
Thanks, Simon. You too. Merry Christmas to that.